This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
7:17 in the a.m. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from the School of Rock on MassiveSports.com. He is Rock Abaco. What's up, Rock?
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Good. Doing well, man. Jeremy and I just talked about the news, information that Corbin Burns revealed to us that the Orioles were aggressive early on in free agency, but backed off when it was clear he didn't want to come back to the East Coast. And I said to Jeremy, it's pure speculation. I wouldn't be surprised if the Orioles actually approached him before the season was over, because once he went into free agency, it's going to be hard to get him.
Right, and it was 100% certain he was going to be a free agent anyway. So if they didn't approach him early, it was only because they knew that. But it's just interesting because he's told two different reporters two different things. I believe there was an article in January where he said the Orioles, they talked, but there was never an actual offer made on paper or whatever. And that was, I guess, early on in the process. They told somebody else that they were aggressive, and it was definitely a legitimate effort, legitimate offer. But again, it was wanting to pitch closer to home. So that's a little confusing. What I heard is the Orioles were in on him, that the phrase I know so many people hate, but it is an off-season phrase. They were in on him, and there was an effort made. I just don't know how much, and they're not talking about it. If they had re-signed him, they'd be commenting. When you don't sign the guy, their policy is, well, he's not with us, and you're not going to get anything else.
Rock, it's not like I don't think you can criticize Mike Elias, or you can't criticize ownership, but I don't get the fans here going, he makes so much money. There's a business model for everything. Mm-hmm. And not every team's going to get a Steve Cohen where he has basically endless pockets here with money in it and just spend $1 billion to try to win a World Series. But, you know, this is a business model that they have. I just don't understand all the hatred and vitriol towards these two guys.
Yeah, I think it was just the assumption when a billionaire buys the club and the ownership group, they were immediately going to spend like the Mets and the Dodgers and the Yankees, and they were never going to do that. The payroll's going up. I think there's been like a 56% increase, whatever, but it was starting pretty low, so I get that point. But they are adding to the payroll, and they always take into account arbitration, the money they're putting into other things like this facility that they're building now at the Ed Smith Complex. So, you know, the money's being said, upgrades to Camden Yards, things like that. But you're right, there's always a business model. I look at the Padres, what they've spent, and then suddenly they're trying to get rid of these contracts. Yep. You see a lot of that as well. And I don't recall seeing the Padres hoisting the trophy. But I think they're going to keep spending more money. I just don't think, unless I'll be surprised, I just don't think you're going to see that kind of spending that you're getting from the Dodgers and the Yankees in a market like Baltimore's.
Exactly. It's all about the market. Rock Abaco joins us from the School of Rock. Rock, we've had many people give their opinion about the Orioles pitching staff. Your thoughts about it. I'm not just talking about the starting rotation, because the bullpen needed some help as well. Your thoughts on the pitching staff for 2025?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly like the depth. But again, you know, when you subtract a Burns, that is the legit number one ace guy that they currently on paper don't have. But that doesn't mean that Grayson Rodriguez, a full healthy season of him, everybody agrees he's got the stuff to be that guy. And Zach Eflin certainly is a near the top to top of the rotation guy. And then you know, Charlie Morton, his knock on wood, has been so durable and is a proven winner in this league. They love how Sagano looks. You know, if you get second half Dean, they'd also be first half Dean. That would help. And then you've got a guy like Cade Povich, who might be the best pitcher in camp that right now is ticketed for AAA. They like that depth. But I think what's concerning to people, again, is that you don't have that stud number one right now. But I think it's a deep unit in the bullpen, certainly, too. I mean, I don't know if I've ever covered a spring training where I could name the roster for opening day, you know, a few days into camp. Like, something would have to happen, injury or trade, to change the, you know, five starters, the eight relievers, and the position players now. And again, with Felix Bautista back and a full season of Sir Anthony Dominguez and Gregory Soto, what Keegan Aiken did last year, you know, having Suarez right now as your long man, but he can be a swing man type. I mean, again, it's also a deep unit. Brian Baker might be the best reliever in camp results-wise, and he's out of options and not ticketed to make the team. So, you know, they really focused on depth in the offseason. That's because of all the injuries they had. We got to be able to cover for these, and that included outfielders and infielders in camp right now, and they're hoping that that gets them over the hump.
Rock has breaking news. He said Felix Bautista will make the big league squad.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
You heard it here first.
I was kind of happy that someone agreed with me that Charlie Morton is adorable, and thank you, Rock, for being on the same side with me. Let's talk about some of those bats, though, because like there's some interesting things. Everybody wants to talk about some of the young guys and what happens with Jackson Holliday and this and that. But like, what about the guys who are here? What are your expectations for Colton Cowser? And do you think we see him in center field quite a bit this year? Or depending on what happens with Mullins, I don't know how they want to stack the lineup just yet.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we would see more of him in center. And I think we will on occasion. But now that they have Ramon Laureano, he can be that guy with a lefty on the mound. I'm not saying strict platoon, but I think you're going to see him a lot as that right-handed bat in center field. And, you know, so Cowser can kind of stay in the corners. But I'm expecting more consistency from Cowser. Like, you know, he had an outstanding year, but it was really a roller coaster when you see, wasn't he rookie month in April? And then there was this steep drop off. Then he had another great month. Then there was a drop off again. I'm expecting more consistency from him. And I think Jackson Holliday is going to be much better. I think Adley Rutschman is going to be much better. It's going to be first half Adley straight through and not what we saw in the second half. You get a full season, again, knock on wood, from Jordan Westberg, who gives them some of their best at-bats despite his relative inexperience, as long as they stay healthy. And, you know, I want to see what Heston Kjerstad does. I mean, give this guy a shot here. I know he's not going to be in the lineup every single day, but it's enough of the shuttling, going back to AAA where he's got nothing to prove. He's going to dominate AAA pitching. You know, it's not like he's 20, 21 years old here, and he got the late start in his career. It's time to see what you've got as a second overall pick, what they envision as him being, playing a lot of right field. He can DH. And I think that's another big power bat in the lineup. You know, Kobe Mayo is going to be in AAA most likely, and he's struggling in camp, and we know what he did in the majors. But the talent's there. They'll keep working with him, and hopefully he's beaten down the door. But I feel like this offense, you know, it was just one of those weird things that happened where everybody was in a slump in the second half. Everybody was pressing. And then the injuries just piled up. And, that, you know, you have to kind of go into this season thinking, okay, knock on wood, that can't possibly repeat itself. And guys who were scuffling are going to come out of it.
Hey, Rock, is Rich Dubroff down there?
He is.
All right, tell him I'll be there Sunday. I'm going to take his parking spot.
We'll put cones around it for you.
Thanks a lot, Rock, man. Appreciate it. It's Rock and Boggle.
Thanks, man.
Rock.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.